Hey, sweet.
Hey, savories.
I'm Melissa.
I'm AJ. And this is Sweet.
No, you first got to say that.
And welcome to.
Yeah.
It's been so long. And welcome to the Sweet.
No, you say the, and then we say, and then I don't say the.
Really?
Yeah.
And welcome to the Sweet or Savory Podcast.
A little rusty.
Wow, it's good to be back. And now we don't have to, you know, the intro where we say
we're engaged.
Yeah, we've been together for 6 years. We're engaged.
Now we say we're a married couple.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. And this podcast obviously started, not obviously, who am I, Nick Lachey? Sweet or Savory Podcast started because of the question, is peanut butter sweet or savory? In which I think it is savory.
And I think it is sweet. Yeah. Obviously.
What? Like, as if
Melissa is incorrect.
Absolutely. Julie, see?
Stop hurting.
We're on the same team. But Nathan is team sweet, so.
Yeah, we have equality in this household.
Okay, so this is pretty much a catch-up episode because we're going to talk about our wedding. It's pretty much a weddings part two episode because in our first season, we talked about weddings and how we thought our wedding should be and, you know, just talking about other people's weddings, mm-hmm. but we didn't catch up at all with Julie or Nathan about.
So this is real time updates.
We were just silent.
I have been waiting.
We've been saving it for the podcast.
Yeah. We've been silent while setting up, not talking to each other.
That's true.
You know,
actually. I'm bursting with questions.
Okay. Well, first, I don't know if I brought up to you that I wanted to do this.
Well, I don't know what it is.
So during our wedding, and I'm sure we might get into this because of some questions and stuff, there were a couple of things that went just not the way I wished they did at the ceremony. But one of them was that I missed a vital piece to my vows. Oh
my God, you brought it.
So if you are watching on video on Spotify or YouTube, you'll see what's happening right now, but it should be very evident by this
opening. I'm not going to paragraph this episode.
So I would like to redo it in the way that I wish.
You're going to redo your vows? Yeah. Stop, I'm going to cry.
Okay, here we go. Because I bought these specifically for, and the person who sold me these was so excited about my idea.
Aww.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Wow.
All right, so I was supposed to give these to RB, my best man. And I was going to have him hand them to me right before. But I didn't tell him about it. That was my mistake. Oh,
so you, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Nathan, can you just be my best man for now? All right, I'm going to.
Will you do the honors?
So Dante says, all right, you may do your vows. Thank you. Thank you, best man. All right. Okay. So I have these glasses on right now because this used to be my look. I had the spiky hair, gauges, tattoos, the ukulele, and glasses. A lot of people remember me for this look, but today it's a representation of who I was before you. I literally got LASIK, thank you to IQ Laser Vision. We were just in our talking phase, and I remember the first person I saw through the glass surgery window with my new eyes was you. The doctor said, you can open your eyes. There's your girlfriend. And we were not official yet, but I already knew. So I wanted to show my BA self, BA meaning before Alyssa, that you are not just my girlfriend, but you will be my wife today. And I take off the glasses. And I say, not sponsored, by the way. And this is me, AA, now, after Alyssa. That's how I think about my life now these days. That's how I divide up the time. It used to be before and after my dad passed away, or pre-Berkeley, or pre-Red Roses, post-hiatus, post-nth relationship. But my time is now divided by BA and AA. Time is a construct, and as much as I feel a type of way towards many constructs, as we both do, I appreciate this one because it shows me growth and it shows me how much I've grown as a person, as a brother, as a son, as a leader, as a friend, as a lover, because of you coming into my life. And because of that growth and our journey together, I'm now here today to make a couple of promises to you as my wife. I'm going to fast forward a little bit because this was like 7 minutes long. So after all the promises, as indescribable as this feeling is, as round as the circle of life continues to be, as certain as the sun rising in the east, I will love you until the end of time, however we end up measuring or dividing it. My love of and for you is not a construct. It is absolute. I love you, Alyssa. Thank you for loving me too.
Wow. That's how you're going to start the podcast, with making me cry. I was expecting to talk about like our wedding regrets or something.
And that's part of my regret, though, is that
with your vows,
is that I didn't get to do this whole glasses bit because
I remember that,
yeah,
as a part of your vows.
You know, I mean, I did. So during the wedding, I do say, you know, I was supposed to have these glasses on.
Yeah,
and I looked around at the people.
I was so confused when you said that because I didn't know any different.
Right.
Like, I didn't know you were going to do that. So.
Okay, so I just wanted to redo that moment because...
Oh, stop.
Wow, now my nose is going to be all stuffy.
Just keep it going. Some of these questions, I feel like...
are going to...
I'm just going to have a nice good cry session today.
It brought me back. Oh, okay, so Julie, do you have any burning thing off the top of your head? I know that we have a lot of Instagram questions to go through, but what is like a question from you and your heart that you wanted to talk to us about? I know you were following along on our Instagram.
Well, first of all, can I just show the camera the amount of questions we have here?
Yes.
Like,
oh yeah. It's never ending. Wow, we're honored.
So many. So everything that I want to ask, somebody else has also asked.
Okay.
Okay.
But
that's good.
I mean, the main thing that I've been thinking is, how does it feel? How does it feel to be married?
That's a good one. It feels awesome. I think like I wasn't sure what to expect on like if it was going to feel similar since we've already, you know, lived together for a while, or if it was going to feel like completely different because, you know, this is like this is for real now. But the best way I can describe it is like a feeling of like unity. Like we truly feel like a team, like in all aspects of life. And I've already felt like we had such a strong partnership, but even more so after we did the actual wedding. And, you know, obviously we'll talk about it later. There were, you know, imperfect parts and they were like amazing, perfect parts of it. But to wrap it all up, it was just the most amazing feeling of being a partner with you. Like planning it together, looking at you. Like there was not a moment where we weren't together and experiencing it. I mean, before the ceremony, obviously. But like after the ceremony, it was like, oh, wow, this is our like day.
Yeah.
And we're celebrating it together.
Aww.
Does it feel real?
Yeah.
Like, do you have to do a double take and be like, oh my gosh, you're my husband, you're my wife?
Oh yeah, that happens all the time.
It does happen a lot. Yeah, because sometimes we'll like accidentally say fiance or something because we said it for so long. But I love saying husband. And a lot of the time, like, we'll be like, oh, it's our first time doing this as husband and wife. There's so many firsts that we're experiencing.
Like going to a party for the first time as husband and wife. So we're introducing each other, things like that have been really cool. So,
or talking to strangers, like when we're shopping, like, my husband likes this. Mm-hmm. It's like so fun.
Yeah. Just this morning, ran into some people at a park because they wanted to pet our Frenchie, Bean. And I was like, oh yeah, my wife's in the car doing a work meeting right now. Like that, little things like that feels really good.
My wife, casual.
Yeah. It's cool. And obviously that's going to be kind of the question anytime we see anybody we haven't seen in a long time. They're like, how's it feel to be like a husband? You know, things like that. But I'm happy that I can say that it feels awesome. It feels better. You know, I know that there are a lot of relationships that or people who have said it just feels the same, right? It, you know, because you guys have been living together, etc. But yeah, after doing our first big project together, which is the wedding, and then the second wedding coming up, having that feeling of accomplishment also adds to the feeling of just being married.
Yeah. And even though we've done like shared projects together before and big events, mm-hmm. doing wedding and marriage and having to go through all of like the legal stuff, it's like, this is real. We're choosing to do this.
Yes, yes. Having the marriage certificate emailed to us and then actually mailed to us, I haven't showed you.
Yeah, I haven't even seen it yet.
That also affects the feeling.
And I did change my name as well.
I was just going to ask, I didn't see any questions about this on Instagram. So can you talk about the name change? How did you decide? Was it emotional? How did AJ feel about it?
Yeah, I went back and forth thinking about this. And I actually ended up asking Instagram what I should do.
It's our style.
Which is on brand for me. But I wasn't sure if, like, for work and like my stage name, if I wanted to keep it Alyssa Navarro or if I wanted to be Alyssa Raphael. I ended up changing it to Alyssa Raphael, but moving Navarro as my middle name. So I'm technically legally Alyssa Navarro Raphael. And I guess it was a little, I don't know if it was necessarily emotional, but it was like, I had to think about it. I really had to think about it a lot to make sure, because your name is a big part of your identity. Mm-hmm. And I knew I didn't want to lose Navarro because I love my last name and I love my family. I have a lot of Navarro cousins who, you know, we are very proud of our last name and our family lineage. But it also felt, I also made the choice to want to be a Raphael because I was thinking about, you know, our future and us, you know, being a team and with our future family. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be the Raphaels.
It's an honor, you know, that you would take on my last name, me being the only guy in the family, I guess. I mean, you know, my sisters could keep Raphael as well, and they may end up doing so. But yeah, it's cool. I think it's really cool.
Let's start off with the most uncomfortable question possibly, which is budget. Many people want to know how much you spent on the wedding. Little Ray Ray 21 says, how much did you have to spend just for your Hawaii wedding? But other people want to know, how did you save for it? How much was it? Anything you can answer.
Okay.
I will have to check on exact, but I think I have like an overall idea.
Yeah.
We surprisingly stayed on budget.
Wow.
Yes.
For our Hawaii wedding.
I actually, at some point.
You didn't know that?
No. At some point, I was just like, F it. Here's my credit card. Let's just, whatever. You know what I mean? At some point, I stopped even looking at numbers.
Well, the thing is, this is not including, like, we didn't cover everyone's transport. No, I'm sorry. We didn't cover everyone's like travel. So everyone, you know, covered usually, their own way to fly to Hawaii and their hotels and things like that. But not without that included, just for the actual wedding, mm-hmm. we stayed on budget.
What was our budget?
Our budget was 45K.
Okay. Did we stay within that?
We were like 42.
No.
We actually stayed under.
No.
Yes. Wow. So the thing is, with a caveat, our original budget was actually 30, 35 when we talked to our wedding planner in the very beginning. Yeah, yeah. She was honest with us and was like, yeah that's a good start. Yeah. But with everything that you're looking at, you're probably looking into a little bit more, but we'll try to keep you as close. What made us close to almost being over budget was actually flowers. Florals. I was trying to say flowers and then I was trying to say florals and then I said both.
Like, flower girl? Surprised that was such a big
No, but florals were a surprising costly budget item that I think I budgeted. I actually budgeted pretty high for what I thought. I think I budgeted like $5,000.
Okay.
And we went.
All right.
Your florals were insanely amazing. Sorry.
They were
go ahead.
Beautiful, right? No, no. Sorry, Julie. Thank you. Thank you so much for
just
that.
I really liked them.
And I know that means a lot coming
like
from
tropical. Julie. It does. Oh my gosh. I was drooling.
Yes, because we figured that in Hawaii, you know, it's already going to look great. But so when we got the first quote from the flower company, it was like 15K.
It was like, yeah, it was somewhere without tax, it was 12,000.
Okay, so.
And that's without tip and everything.
I looked at Alyssa after seeing that quote and I was like, is this right? First of all. And then I'm like, and then after realizing that that was realistically what it was going to be,
yeah.
I asked Alyssa from the bottom of my heart to for a compromise that yeah. we could go lower, because I had felt like, yes, especially since we are, you know, spending all this money to go to Hawaii, which is a beautiful, you know, place already with all the greens in the venue, mm-hmm. that I was begging for us to go lower than 12K.
And we did. And we did.
And the quote ended up at like 6K.
I don't remember. We cut it in half.
Essentially,
we cut it in half. But I will say, because of, I picked orchids as our main flower, which is one of the most expensive flowers ever. In general, if you even just buy a plant. So that was my fault. That was my bad. But I already had a vision and it's just, I didn't want to change it at that point. So we compromised at just cutting it in half. And we had a beautiful arch.
Yeah,
and it was amazing. And all of the bouquets looked great. So I have no regrets on how much we spent on flowers.
Yeah. K-Pix Photography did an amazing job with photos. But every angle, you could see the beautiful flowers and the greenery. And
thankfully.
Yes, the rentals, everything. But as far as saving money, how do I say this without sounding so like pretentious, right?
And unrelatable. Like,
and unrelatable. I hate it. But
we also want to be honest
yeah.
that the reason why we were able to afford, like, kind of, I mean, it wasn't like over the top outrageous, but
yeah,
there were
like
certain
the
things that we were able
dreams.
Yeah, wedding. It was a wedding of our dreams. And the only way we were able to afford some of those things is through some of our sponsorships.
Yeah, like brand deals.
Brand
essentially.
Deals. Yeah.
So flight, we got first class tickets through
Alaska Airlines.
Thank you. And you know, our rings, we saved a lot of money with our wedding bands
Earth.
From Brilliant Earth.
My dress was
Alyssa's
sponsored
dress.
By Allure Bridals. All of my bridesmaids.
Yes.
Our shoes were sponsored.
I was gonna say
by
that's
Allure
huge
Bridals.
Because I have been seeing a lot of wedding TikToks where people are like, why should I spend on someone else's wedding? Blah blah blah. Yeah. But Alyssa,
for a wedding you only for a dress you probably only wear once.
Right.
Let's be
Alyssa
honest.
Was pitching to a lot of companies, sending emails and stuff like that. And she got a lot of cool things for the bridesmaids.
Yeah. I was told no for a lot of things. And I really had a hustle. I created a media deck and everything because I was like, our bridesmaids are already doing so much for us. I want to make sure that they're not, you know, going into debt for our wedding. So any way that I could help them out.
Yeah. So I mean, and anyone I talked to who I was like, hey, yeah, we got, you know, a lot of things sponsored for this wedding. You know, we got the Magnolia ice cream truck, Halo bar for free, all these things in exchange for. And yeah, that's what it was. It's an exchange for us featuring them on our platform,
right.
You know, platforms that we've worked hard for me for the last 16 years, you know, so I have not really felt bad about kind of using that as a resource.
Yeah. And we like hustled to get some of these, you know, trades, and also are also offering, you know, for talk like some of the photos for them to use for promotion. So again, I also don't feel bad because we're working.
Yeah. And also. Hotel Prince Waikiki, thank you.
Oh yes, oh my gosh, the best hotel. If you ever travel to Oahu, highly recommend Prince Waikiki. They're amazing there.
Yeah, that's not easy to pull off all those sponsorships, so bravo.
Julie knows.
Was that stressful on wedding day to have to remember to shoot certain things?
I prepped like a month in advance. I have a whole like
list.
Wedding content, and I assigned my bridesmaids like duties on the day of. And I had one of our bridesmaids, Danny, actually make sure that everything was checked off. So I printed out like a whole wedding binder, and in that like binder was like a checklist of all the things we made sure. And I sent it ahead of time to our photographer, who was like totally cool with capturing that too.
Okay, someone wants to know, @Dairy_DeLuna wants to know, what were your top three favorite moments from the big day? And Iselmarivik something wants to know, what's a moment of your wedding that will be frozen in time?
Do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first? Top three moments. Let me think. This is hard. Okay, one.
All right, this one is complicated for me. You know, the top moment should have been, and it actually was to me, because we didn't have a first look, and we talked about this in our Weddings Part One podcast episode, where we were talking about the pros and cons, and we ultimately ended up going with no first look. We got a lot of photos regardless.
Yeah.
We had so many photos. The first time I saw Alyssa in her dress, which I also guessed, if you follow me on TikTok, what it would look like, first time was her going down the stairs by herself to meet up with her dad at the bottom of the stairs, which then they would come down the aisle. And unfortunately, I mean, there were a lot of things that I could have done to have helped the music cues go a lot smoother, but I was so obsessed with the music cues going right. And the person, and I don't want to put all the blame on this person, but the person who was doing the cues, you know, jumped a cue. So it was safe when Alyssa was walking down, when I saw her at first, and halfway down, a cue jumped to the very last cue, which was supposed to be you walking down the aisle. And right then and there, I'm like in the middle of like about to cry. I am crying.
Yeah.
And then the cue gets jumped and I was like, oh crap, we're going to run out of music.
That's what I was thinking.
And it was already too late to try to go back. And for those of you who know, you know, I do these wedding entrances on TikTok. Mm-hmm. I've been doing it my whole life. I've been played for so many weddings. That moment to me of the bride walking down the aisle is so sacred and special to me that when you got to the beginning of the aisle with the chairs, Alyssa was walking in silence with her dad because the music had ended. Yeah. And it was killing me.
Aww, that's so sad.
And y'all are walking down with no music. And I guess in a different perspective, which I'm glad our friend Danny brought it up to me, was like, how cool that you got to, someone who's so obsessed with music and sound, got to just be in silence and see you coming down, you know?
Yeah. I didn't even, and I know we had a plan of like music, but at that time I wasn't even thinking about it. Like it was totally not even, it went above my head.
Yeah.
I think I like maybe thought about it once and I was like, oh, is this right? But then once I saw my dad and like I was walking down, I was more like,
this is the moment.
Like this is the moment. Like I need to remember this forever.
Oh, and her dad was crying so hard. Like,
oh my God, so hard. I have so many
good photos, but it's just a moment that even me talking about it now, obviously I still can't really fully let it go. Just because like, I don't know, I'm a producer, of events. I care about transitions, all these things going right. I'm a pianist, musician. So that moment to me sticks out as it is a top moment. But it's a moment that didn't go the way I imagined it to be. Mm-hmm. But maybe in a couple of months, I'm going to look at it and it's going to be something really, really beautiful. Maybe when I see the video, I'm going to be like, oh, that was the way it was meant to be. Anyway, do you want to go with the top moment?
It's hard for me to pick three because I feel like there were so many top moments. Like,
yeah, that could be the rest of the podcast. So
the number... top three, but from the top, out of the top of my head, number one, our entrance, our grand entrance, which at first I didn't even want a grand entrance. Like, I don't know why. I was trying to be like, oh, we don't need a grand entrance.
This is at the beginning of the reception, by the way.
Yeah.
After cocktail hour,
our groomsmen, bridesmaids, and then us come in. And we did not tell our bridal party, like the music that was coming out or anything. So it just ended up being a huge party. We started walking out to the Fantasmic finale song where it's like dun 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 I personally get very hype for that song because
she was in that,
show. And I love that show. And then it transitioned into Turn Down for What?
Yeah.
And we got like so lit. Like everyone it was a mix got so lit.
That I made on just, you know, on my computer. It's like dun 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 dun. Turn Down for What?
There's great pictures of that already posted on our Instagram as well. Like everyone's faces at that time because we were so into it. So that was one of my favorite memories, like unexpected memories. And then two was Brantman Rock showing up at our wedding, who's now just such a great friend. And we love you, Brantman.
Yes. If you don't know Brantman Rock, Brantman Rock is an influencer, makeup artist, comedian. He has a whole intro about what
coconut
water connoisseur. Yeah,
coconut water connoisseur, magician. There's so many things that he does.
Brantman Rock has over, 18 million followers, something like that. And his first actually YouTube video was a lip sync video of my song, We Could Happen, when he was like a kid, like 12 years old or something, right?
And I've been watching him since he was a kid. Like literally
it's crazy.
His YouTube videos.
That video is deleted, but when we first met at VidCon, he told me that and he showed me it. And he's a good friend. He came to our wedding. We kind of jokingly invited him.
Not jokingly. We were serious.
We were serious, but
we didn't think he was actually going
to
come.
And he did because he lives on Oahu and he invited us to his birthday party that same week, which was so fun. So that was a great moment for me as well to have just like Brantman Rock there, Kaloi Kai.
That's going to be my next one.
Yes. Having people from Hawaii be there, enjoy the night, and just like be present in the moment. And they were talking to all our family and friends a lot of our family and friends are fans of both of them, Brantman Rock and Kaloi Kai, Roman. Mm-hmm. And they were just having the best time. And they were being so warm to everybody as if it was their own like Filipino family.
It was truly like family. Like they were family. They were included in that really tight-knit group that we had.
Yeah, and they were being so cool to everybody. And
so fun.
Taking photos and stuff. It was so great.
Yes. We love you guys.
Have fun.
What was the second question of that?
What's a moment that you...
We didn't answer the three though.
Top three favorite moments from the big day and a moment of your wedding that would be frozen in time.
Gotcha.
Okay. And the other third favorite would be... Oh my God, it's hard. Okay, it's either when you and Roman were singing She Was Mine
at the end
and me and Kat, who's Roman's wife, were like fangirling over our husbands. That was so fun. But also it's tied between that and then the surprise performance of the siblings.
Gotcha.
So our siblings did a Hamilton medley / like love song medley of our favorite songs. And I was completely surprised and I loved that.
Yeah. I had arranged a medley just with some instrumental tracks. I gave a lyric sheet to Lauren, Ryan, who are Alyssa's siblings, and then Justine, my sibling. I just gave them a lyric sheet and they rehearsed while we were, at a hotel. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know, or Alyssa didn't know about it, but I knew that was happening. And I made sure the DJ had three mics and they just came on for a surprise performance and everyone got so lit.
So
I
lit.
Cannot wait to show everybody this video.
Oh yeah, we haven't even posted it yet, but everyone at the end of the performance was on their feet, had their phones out. Yeah. We were just like jumping.
You saw a little bit of that, right, Julie?
Yeah.
I think we posted a little bit on the stories, but not the full song.
Instead of traditional thank yous, we sang our thank you and made it a Disney song medley. But I'm going to also ask for the sibling medley to also upload on our YouTube. And I'm going to ask for the speeches, which is my other favorite moments as well, is to have had my sister, my best friend Arby, Megan, Alyssa's best friend from college, and Lauren give us speeches and us getting to sit there. And I know we talked about this also on the weddings part one, where we're like, man, we need to give our people, time limits because speeches can go long or whatever. But when it's you, like being celebrated, and actually everybody in the wedding, which is why I loved the 50 people wedding, was just like dead silent, just like listening to the words coming from the hearts of, you know, our favorite people. And that was such a beautiful moment. So that to me, actually, I can remember everything very clearly. That to me kind of freezes in time, a sitting at the sweetheart table, experience everything at the wedding.
The moment that I freeze in time was our Disney thank you medley, because it was so awesome. Like when I watch that video of us, it doesn't feel like it's us. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It feels like I'm watching some like celebrity couple, but it's us. Like, no, like I felt it because it feels kind of like an out of body experience, yeah. Like some moments. And so when I watched that, I was like, this is so cool.
Love it.
I can't wait to post it.
It's posted.
Okay, not on Instagram.
Oh, but it's video. On YouTube. The full video is on YouTube. Check it out on my YouTube channel.
That was so creative. And we had a lot of questions about that too, such as Joanne Roxas asks, mm-hmm. How did you come up with your epic thank you song? And Silent Macaroni, that's a great username. Silent Macaroni asks, how long did it take you to write the Disney medley?
So we actually wrote the Disney medley on the plane on the way home to Hawaii.
Oh my gosh.
So it actually didn't take us that long because, I don't know, AJ's a really great writer.
And so we do things really fast.
No, we also love like Disney songs. Yeah. So it was like so
fun. We were coming up with fun ideas on our own. We were on the same note sheet. So if anyone, you know, collaborating together to be on the same note in your notes app, if you have mm-hmm. an iPhone, is very cool because you get to see when people edit, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, the plane's really loud, but I'm writing stuff down and then, you know, we take off our headphones and we're,
yeah, we're like singing it
to each other. Cute. And, oh yeah, I really love that idea. You know, when we were coming up with the stuff for Reflection for the Mulan song.
Yeah.
It's like, look at me, you know, things like that. And we're like, does this work? Oh, let's mm-hmm. build it around this. So
yeah.
It didn't take too long.
I think it took us maybe like what, an hour?
An hour. Really? What we did was put the lyrics down, obviously, of the original lyrics. And I put together a medley of songs through instrumentals that I found online, put them all mm-hmm. together. And then I put the lyrics on the note and we would just change the notes. Yeah. So, yeah, it was cool. It was a cool way to include all of our sponsors and, you know, everyone who's been a part of it. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I really want to watch a vlog of you guys writing a song together. And I want you to also teach me.
Hey, we're down.
We should do that. It's a good idea.
We're so down.
Because that's really impressive. You just casually on the way, you're like, oh, we'll just get on the airplane and write an entire masterpiece.
Oh, yeah. We were busy before leaving Hawaii.
Yeah, we were so busy. So that was really our only opportunity
yeah.
of time.
And then the only time we got to practice was the night before the wedding.
The night before the wedding.
Yeah, literally at 12 midnight, mm-hmm. we sang it like just a couple times.
Because nobody knew we were doing that. We wanted to keep it a surprise. I think people were taking bets on the side if we were going to sing at our wedding or not. Yeah, my mom took a
bet. Was yeah. betting like...
How funny.
It was literally betting with our step siblings to see if we would... And then at the very end, they were like, ah, she thought she lost the bet. But we
sang. Yeah.
We sang. We couldn't not. And everyone was asking us too, like that we would randomly see, like, are you guys going to sing? Are you guys going to sing? We're like, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, so o.mg_28 is asking, can you describe your feelings walking down the aisle? And I also want to know, in general, on the wedding day, how did you feel? Were you guys... Do you feel stressed out at all at any part? Obviously, AJ, you mentioned one part that didn't go according to plan. Mm-hmm. Did you feel like you were able to be present, enjoy the moment? Or did you feel like it was all a blur and like it's super fun to look back on, but you couldn't even be there in the moment?
I luckily and very unlike my normal self was very present in every single moment. From 7 a.m. when I woke up until the end of the night, I was trying to be so conscious of being present because that was, I think the people that know me very well know that I stress very easily
and
am not living in the moment. So I made it a point for this one day to make sure that I was being present. And in order to do that, I was able, I like prepped like every single thing, and I had a backup plan for everything. So like I had an emergency kit. All my bridesmaids knew exactly what they could do to help on the day of. So because of that, it made everything flow so smoothly. I even had in the schedule like an hour for me to have fun and make TikToks with either just myself or with my bridesmaids. And every like because I did that, I feel like I just had so much fun. Even like the ride from the hotel, we had like a limo take me and the bridesmaids and AJ and his groomsmen to the venue. Separately. It was like filled with like dancing and music. And I remember specifically in the limo, I was like, I want to make sure I remember this moment like on our way with my like best girls. And so I took like mental like
screenshots
of everything throughout the day. So I remember being the most nervous right before I was going to walk down the aisle because I was by myself. But luckily, my flower girl and goddaughter was asking me a million questions. So she was distracting me from being nervous. She was like, when do we go? What? How do I blah, blah, blah? And so because of her, she was like helping me not like get into my head. But other than that, it was just not stressful at all. Wow. I was like so like on cloud nine.
That's impressive. You must know yourself really well to be able to plan that well.
Yeah.
What about you, AJ?
Unfortunately, before the ceremony, actually in the morning was really fun with the boys. We got ready really fast. So we were just kind of kicking it. We're like, I wonder what the girls are doing. You know what I mean? So
we were watching Netflix and dancing in the room.
Yeah, it was... I was present with the guys and, you know, they were making sure everything was okay. But also it was getting me a little antsy. You know, the morning of, there were a couple of signs from, you know, what I imagined, like from my dad. You know, there was a bird in the room when I went to Justine's room to get ready because I wasn't going to be in our room, obviously. And there was a bird in there just chilling. It was really surreal to see that. So I took it as a sign from my dad. Could have just been a bird, but it was really cool because that started off my day. That was like at 6:30 in the morning. And after that, you know, getting ready, I was present with the guys. And right when we got to the venue, we were waiting for the person who was doing music and wondering where they were because I was supposed to set up. They were supposed to set up my laptop.
Yeah. So you were dealing with that. I didn't even know.
Yeah, literally. I literally set up the laptop to play music. My own laptop. Right? Like, luckily the DJ...
I feel bad that you had to go.
The DJ had a backup and he set up his speakers down there because we were going to make sure that that was set up separately from the DJ.
Mm-hmm.
That was one way we wanted to kind of save money, but so maybe that was my bad for doing that. But also, you know, I trusted this person to set up down below and be ready. And they did not come till 5 minutes before the ceremony.
Ooh.
So I set up my laptop and I'm explaining to the DJ all these cues that would happen in case he didn't come.
Oh my gosh.
And
were you thinking maybe he got like something happened to him?
No. He had called one of our groomsmen who his Andrew Rim, his groomsman job was to be in direct contact with
him.
With the music people.
Gotcha. Okay.
He was like, hey, sorry, he's not coming till 4:25. I'm like, sorry, what? I was pissed.
I would have been pissed.
And we were taking photos and stuff, but all I could think about is like, well, how could we?
That's why you missed some photo opportunities.
There were some photo ops that I missed. So unfortunately, that part, I'm venting at this point
let it out.
I mean, you haven't had a chance to talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, not really. But my groomsmen were also, you know, they were upset for me because I was the only one who knew how that worked besides the person who was meant to do it that we trusted. So that unfortunately was a bummer. But once it started, once it began, and obviously the cue thing happened, I was able to be present. And I remember every single moment of the night because Alyssa was at my side the whole time. We were looking at each other. We're like, I can't believe it. This is happening. You know, especially when our first dance, we got to just be like, wow, I can't believe it. You know, when I saw the tent for the first time, I was just like, wow, we're really doing it. So yeah, that's kind of my feelings towards that whole day.
Were there any Angelica J is asking, were there any pressures or struggles about the wedding that were unexpected? I guess maybe you kind of already answered these.
I guess just like that mishap. My dress did have a little bit of a malfunction. So the straps, I guess I danced too hard when we were doing our grand entrance. I like flung my arms out and I didn't break my snaps, my straps. They just kept snapping. So I had to just at one point just like take them all off because I wanted to be free.
Yeah. And luckily your dress didn't fall.
Yeah, it didn't fall off. So I guess that was really my only struggle. I did. I got like really lightheaded and we were taking photos.
Oh, yeah.
We ate. Even though I ate in the morning, like I was eating throughout the day. But I think just like walking so much and like maybe being a little dehydrated.
So during cocktail hour, Alyssa was getting a little lightheaded and we told the photographer and he was like, okay, we're just going to take like two more.
Yeah.
And then we walked towards, you know, this shaded area and the caterer actually.
Oh, my God.
Love
literally
it. Memoirs.
Gave us so much food. I was just sitting there and food was being brought to me. Oysters.
Yeah, yeah.
And like
poke cones.
Poke cones.
So we just stuffed our faces
I
and
ate so much.
Alyssa felt good after that.
That I was like actually full by the time dinner came out. I was like, oh my God, I ate all the appetizers. I had like three of them of everything.
Nikki Page 0420.
Oh, hi Nikki.
Is asking, when was the moment that it hit you that you just got married?
Because the day was kind of moving so fast, even though we were being present, it really hit me the next day when we were with, you know, a majority of people were still there from the wedding. And we went to our favorite beach, Lanikai. And there was one point where it was like right after golden hour. And I don't know why we were all laughing, but everyone was laughing in the middle of the ocean. And I was just like staring at everyone and taking it all in that we got married and we're surrounded by so many of our
favorite people
and everyone was like having a good time,
yeah,
joking with each other, some people who like really bonded during this week.
Yeah,
so that was I think when it really hit me that like, wow, we really did this.
I love that. Yeah, that was one of the moments it hit me as well. And also actually the day of, during the ceremony, you know, we have Dante Bosco as our officiant. And when we were going through the motions and he's like, all right, the rings. You know, when I put the ring on your finger and stuff, I was like, oh my God, we're actually doing this ceremony, you know, this thing that I've seen so many times. So that's a moment where it had also hit me that we were getting married.
Can you talk more about those next days and the honeymoon? Like what, I mean, we saw a little bit on Instagram, but how did you guys do the whole time in Hawaii? How did you spend that time?
Yeah. So leading up to the wedding, we had a couple of days beforehand to prep. Then we had the rehearsal where everyone was there for the rehearsal dinner. And then the wedding was the next day.
Yeah, pretty much everyone who was part of the wedding was at rehearsal dinner because we had such a small, you know, guest count. Mm-hmm. So that was a fun moment that everyone got to meet each other who maybe hadn't met before.
Yeah.
And then, yes, we get married the next day.
And then we got married the next day. And then the day after that, we planned an ATV tour at Kualoa Ranch, which is where we got married, just a different part of the ranch. And then our favorite beach, Lanikai, after. So more activities where we were including everybody. And then the next day is when we left for our honeymoon.
Yeah. And majority of them actually stayed either until that night or even a few days after. Mm-hmm. So no one, a couple of people had left on the Saturday because we got married on the Friday, but a lot of people were still there on Sunday. They got to see us off. They were visiting us in our room and stuff and helping us take care of things, helping us get things shipped back. But
the next day was like, because we had so many gifts and things that we wanted to keep from the wedding that we didn't. That's the part where we didn't really plan for. We just were like figuring it out. But luckily, everyone came and was like willing to take things back with them and their luggage and ship things for us. Literally went to like UPS or FedEx and was shipping things for us.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of help.
Absolutely.
Like everyone was like so willing to help us.
Yeah. And then the Sunday we left to Kauai. And we stayed in Kauai at this hotel called Kōʻākea for four days. So yeah. 3 nights, 4 days. And we were actually doing some content for their hotel because they gave us the media rate. So that's another way we'd save money.
Yeah.
But when we flew to Maui on the Thursday after Kauai,
we were done.
We were done posting.
Like contracted posts.
You could see the posts if y'all were following on Instagram, just kind of going lower and lower and lower.
Yeah, because we were finally like, all right, we can like not have to, but we still work because, you know, we love sharing.
Yeah, we love sharing our journey.
You know, parts of our.
I did notice that decline and I was like, it's fine. But Julie's I would like to continue to see every detail, yeah, please.
And then so spent 2 nights in Maui and then we came home and yeah, it was a good 2 weeks out in Hawaii.
Can we talk a little bit about your California wedding coming up? So what do you have planned for that? And is there anything that you'll do differently for that now that you've had your first wedding?
Yeah, I'm going to pass it to AJ because he's been leading a lot of the planning for the LA wedding, which I'm really grateful for.
Yes, of course. I love to step up for my wife. We are having a larger family celebration for LA, but we're also getting married in the church that same morning. The church is the church that my dad played at, so it will be very meaningful for, you know, our families. And both of my sisters will be there. Actually, all three, because I have an older half-sister that a lot of people don't know about, who is my dad's daughter. But my sister Jasmine was unable to actually come to our Hawaii wedding because of a show that she's in called Anne Juliet, and she's about to be on Broadway. You know, so proud of her. But I'm just glad that the whole family's going to get to be at the LA celebration. And yes, it's going to be slightly bigger guest count, 200. And we did talk about who to invite for our, you know, weddings part one in the podcast, like who gets a plus one, et cetera. So we're actually still kind of going through that because there's, you know, on the first kind of wave of invites, and I hope no one takes offense because, you know, even if you're in, if I was in the fourth wave of invites, I would be grateful now, especially that I know how much a wedding costs.
Yeah.
But we're,
and we have such huge families.
Exactly. That's the
thing. It's so hard.
And you're both such good friends. Like, you're so good at networking and meeting people and showing up for people.
Oh, thanks.
That I'm sure there's a million people that want to come to your wedding.
A million that we want to be there as well.
That we want to be there. But it's so hard. And we're like having to really, like, you know, figure out how we can make it work.
Yes. So I just, you know, at the end of the day, I've had a couple conversations that I've had to be on the phone and be like, hey, this is the case. Sorry, can't give you a plus one, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, I'm just glad that we're going to be able to have this second shot. And one thing that I'd do differently would be to write a little more in my, in the photography shot list, because with as many photos as we got in the first wedding, I actually wanted, like, I imagined there would be like some specific groups that I would take photos with that I'd be able to even just gift them as photos to those people who were there. So that's one thing I'm doing differently, is just being a little more specific in the photo list. What about you?
Yeah. I think, I'm going to, should I keep it as a surprise? I'm going to keep that one as a surprise.
Dun, dun, dun. Tune in to next week's episode.
Because, yeah, that should be a surprise. Okay, so let me think.
One more thing while you think. I'm having a live pianist who my friend David Galvan. He'll be playing. He'll be playing the mass.
He's done a lot of weddings.
He's done a lot of weddings. I trust him, obviously. But you know, having a live person there, maybe that's what I just should have done. You know, that's a regret that I have for the first wedding. Is like, if I wanted the transitions to be so smooth that only a live musician can do that, then I should have just freaking done that. Anyways, obviously, I'm still mad about it.
It's okay. It's your wedding day. Yeah. You're allowed to. I'm trying to think of things. Oh, yes. We actually will be having our dog Bean a part of this wedding, who I miss so much
during the trip,
during the wedding and during the honeymoon. We have two dogs, Kitchy and Bean, but Kitchy, she will be relaxing at home because she is 18 and we don't want her to have to stress about like walking so much because, you know, her bones are, her bones are getting a little older. So Bean will be at the wedding and he will be doing a meet and greet as well. And we also have him in a cute little bow tie tuxedo looking thing. So yeah, that's different. He'll be included.
Yeah. We're just looking forward to having like a local celebration. You know, we did feel like we had to do so much prep for the destination wedding because we were going to be kind of stuck over there, you know, and luckily everything went as well as it did. But this time we'll have a little more control as well.
Yeah. Happens. And I feel like it's a little bit of a different feel too. Like this one will be like, I don't know, much more like flowy and like party vibes rather than just like a strict schedule where we have to get there, you mm-hmm. know, at a certain time and leave. I mean, we still have to follow that, but yeah, just a little bit more flowy.
You're already married, so it seems like it'll be a little easier to just enjoy whatever happens versus like
exactly.
this is the moment that you want to exactly. be a certain way. So
you nailed it, Julie.
We also had a second wedding. Yeah. All right, let's wrap up with one final question. Any final advice for other engaged couples or newlyweds? Mm.
I will bring up one thing we didn't get to say earlier was that two little things that helped save us money.
I just love bringing this up.
This is what I love to bring up.
I know
to
what
people.
He's going
to
bring up.
Spoons. We saved money on not having spoons for everyone.
He loves that. Cool, he loves sharing these facts.
That is actually very interesting.
Well,
explain.
When we were on the phone with the wedding planner, our wedding planner's son, Kim, she was just like, do you guys need spoons? And I was like, huh, what are we having? You know, there was no soup or anything. And Filipinos, traditionally, we do eat with spoon and fork. We use the spoon as our knife, right? And then we use it to shovel the rice and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking, you know, at a lot of weddings, right? You do really just use a fork and a knife. So when son said we could get rid of the spoons, I was like, oh, how much would that save? It was like $300 or something like that.
Yeah,
like, it's small, but I was like, that much. Whoa, what a hack.
And immediately he wanted to cut it out.
I thought you were going to say so much more money than that.
I know. Right?
It's no, so it was cool.
What is $300? That's amazing. You know, also we saved a little money on chargers. And, you know, I learned what those are through this
charger plate.
I learned what those are through this event, our wedding. And we just had chargers for the sweetheart table. So when you take a photo of that, it looks like that's the spread of the table. But there were no chargers for the rest of the people.
And I'm glad we actually didn't do that because we didn't need it. Like even for our table, we probably didn't even need it.
Nobody
because,
really
because the table was already a nice wood table. We were already dressing it with, you know, florals. Mm-hmm. And we also had nice plates. Like we didn't have regular white plates. We actually had like ivory. It wasn't a complete circle. It was like a little, I don't know what you call it, but they were like
almost a hand thrown.
Yes, exactly. And the texture was not like the regular shiny. It was a little like matte, and it had a different shape. And then we had like nice linens on top. And the cherry on top was actually the nameplates were like leaves with everyone's names
handwritten
on them, handwritten, because we had, you know, someone special, one of our decor people, lovely Steph Creation,
yes,
create those. So you didn't need the charger because it was already like so pretty on its own. So I'm glad we didn't do the chargers either. That saved us like another $300-$400.
Yeah, see?
Wow, so cool. So your advice for...
So our advice for engaged newlyweds, no spoons.
No spoons, no chargers. And what else do we save on?
I mean...
Served, yeah. I think normally there's three options. Buffet, family style, and like...
Single plate.
Regular single plate. And we went with the middle option because we didn't want people to have to wait in lines, but we also didn't feel the need to have it served. And everyone loved the family style. Yeah. It was really like fun.
Bonding.
So fun. Yeah, bonding.
Some advice that I would say is that, and I was actually, you know, when people are asking how wedding planning was going, and I would just say that when you ask about something, and I would joke around and say that I didn't have an opinion on something, but you just have to like have an opinion. But I would actually say to the person who maybe cares less about something to actually try to have an opinion on something, because yeah, when the wedding day comes and you're looking at these things, you're like, oh shoot. Yeah. I remember us talking about that, like what the water goblet style would look like and things like that. And that's kind of a cool feeling to have, even if you care less about what that particular thing is. And there may be things that you're more passionate about, so you want to make more of a case for. But you know, when you were asking me about certain colors and these things, I would joke around to my friends that I didn't really care, quote unquote. But like, you know, over time and the more we were going through it, it's like, oh yeah, these things do matter. And if they matter to your partner, hopefully they matter to you as well. So
yeah.
That's my piece of advice too.
I feel like you're not even giving yourself enough credit, because you cared about more things than I thought you would care about. Like, I thought I would be able to choose whatever I wanted for, like, you know, the invitations and all these things. And then he was like, oh no, I don't really like that color, or I don't really like this. And I was like, okay, I guess we'll have to choose a mutual thing that we both love equally. So yeah, you did care. And I would also, to that point, you know, involve your partner. Even if you're like more of the planner, it's a lot to take on all on yourself.
Yes.
And I would hate to be the one to literally plan everything, because it's just too
even
much.
If you can.
It's too much. Even yeah. if you can. I know I could have done it on my own, but I didn't
Me too.
Want
I
all of that.
I could have done one on my own.
Yes, he could. He plans events all the time. But do just lean on each other, because you don't want to like have it pent up as stress later. And it's just better when you're doing it together. It's your first big project together. So like lean into that. I have so much advice, but I feel like that will take a whole episode.
What an episode.
We did it.
It's cool to relive that. And, you know, hopefully for the second wedding, I mean, we don't have to go in much detail, but we'll keep y'all updated on how that goes versus what we thought, how we thought it would go.
It was going
to
go, yeah.
But thank you for listening to our podcast as always. Thank you to all who contribute to our Instagrams that we get to answer your questions. You know, everybody who joins us on Twitch and on Kumu for our live shows, everyone on Discord, you know, our Glisten Up team, Pod Machine, who edits our podcast, and of course, our amazing producers, Julie and Nathan Texan. Nathan, behind the camera, it's been a while since we've seen you. Julie, yes. It's so good to have you back.
Yay, Julie.
What's the status of your podcast right now? How many episodes have you done already? Ooh. What's coming up?
Podcast is going great. We're on, I think, episode 17.
Let's go.
We're in the middle of a 3-part series on how to use design to make your life better for the second half of the year when everything's chaos, holiday season, all of that.
Absolutely.
So a 3-part series on how to use design to get more organized, host a great party, and to make traveling less stressful.
I love that you bring on also so many different perspectives as well with your
guests.
Yes, we have
guests,
a lot of
guests, which I love. Just like this, I just love chatting with people. So lots of guests.
Love it.
Check out the podcast at Really Pretty Good.
So nice. Thanks for the plug, guys.
Come on. All the time. Check out our podcast episode page for more debates like...
Which way do you face in the shower?
Is peanut butter sweet or savory?
Is Disneyland better than Disney World?
And who was your first heartbreak? Dang, that episode was crazy. What was that episode?
It was deep conversation topics.
Yeah, that one was...
Yeah. It got deep.
It really did. Don't forget to follow us, interact with us on social media at Sweet or Savory Pod. Email us at sweetorsavory@gmail.com and check us out on Kumu every week as we discuss our new episodes and debate even more on our Sweet or Savory live stream show.
Please rate, review, and subscribe. And don't forget to tell your friends. We will see you very soon.
Yeah, we're back. We're back.
Yeah, we are back. So keep listening every week. Stay tuned. Actually, stay sweet.
Or savory.
Oh my God, I'm so rusty.